When I read Amoris Laetitia, I find myself looking on it through the lens of big words, three big words of Pope Francis' pontificate: mercy, tenderness, and missionary. The weakness and strength of this exhortation jumps out at us in one of the very early paragraphs when he says, "I do not recommend a rushed reading of the text." Perhaps the Pope was in his wry way warning against a cheap soundbite or a convenient hashtag that only dealt with how the hot-button topics were addressed in the document and missed the tome in between, or more importantly, the context of a particular response. Amoris Laetitia is a document that speaks very much to the work and ministry of Accord Catholic Marriage Care Service, an agency of which I am president of and very proud to be president of. Accord currently provides about 51% of the marriage preparation demand in the country. We have capacity to do much more. For the first 9 months of 2016, there has been an increased demand on courses, up 7.9%. The numbers of couples who complete an Accord marriage preparation course has increased continuously since 2011. On the other hand, the numbers attending for counselling continues to slide over the past 4 years. Corresponding figures for the first 9 months of 2016 are showing a comparative 9% drop. Perhaps Amoris Laetitia challenges Accord to refocus our energies. I think Amoris Laetitia speaks much more to the preparation of marriage than it does to the ministry of counselling, healing and reconciliation. Amoris Laetitia puts the onus of marriage preparation back on the parishes. There are 1,360 parishes in Ireland. Is this practical, feasible, possible? Is it a bit like Pope Francis' idea some time back of every parish adopting a refugee family? Currently, Accord offers marriage preparation through one centre, Central Centre in Dublin, 35 centres all over the country, and some outlet centres, and 9 in Northern Ireland. That's over 45 in total. The facilitators who deliver are highly trained, highly motivated, and highly specialised in this field. While I welcome an outreach at parish level, I think the course content must still be delivered by trained, competent personnel. The current 9-hour course content needs to be reviewed in the light of how relevant a particular module is to the young couple getting married in 2016. Pope Francis suggests they do not need to be taught the entire catechism or overwhelmed with too much information. Quality is more important than quantity. I think of the three forms of preparation: proximate, immediate, and remote, that were referenced in the post-synodal document, or as Amoris Laetitia suggests, short-term and long-term marriage preparation should ensure that the couple do not view the wedding ceremony as the end of the road, but instead embark upon marriage as a lifelong calling based on a firm and realistic decision to face all trials and difficult moments together. I love the groundedness of this exhortation. Some gems, including the advice to young married couples: the morning kiss, the evening blessing, the taking of trips together. On the counselling end of Accord's work, Amoris Laetitia reminds us that couples should be helped to realise that surmounting a crisis need not weaken their union. It continues, "Communication is an art learned in moments of peace in order to be practiced in moments of difficulty." Courses deal with different levels of communication. Life in 2016 has even newer ones, including FaceTime, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. In a recent study commissioned by Accord, carried out by Gerard O'Neill of Amoric Research, breakdown of communication continues to be a key problem that leads couples and individuals to avail of the counselling services offered by Accord. Breakdown of communication has increased from 48% to 58% as a hugely relevant issue presenting in the counselling room over the past 10 years. A good example: texting wasn't an issue in 2007. And yet in 2015, 21% of those counselled by Accord saw it as an issue of huge concern. Times are changing, and Amoris Laetitia invites us to meet those changes. Is Amoris Laetitia speaking to the Waltons or the Simpsons? I think the latter. Once again, Pope Francis uses the image of the field hospital, an image he first used in that infamous interview with the Jesuit Antonio Spardaro in August 2013. Let's not forget that the Church's task is often like that of a field hospital, he said. Marriage tribunal personnel tell me of the positive value of the Accord marriage preparation courses. This is a ministry, not a business. On the usual problems that can arise in a relationship, marriage ends as it begins, the tribunal people remind me. It's a good rule of thumb. Tribunal people believe the myth of cohabitation needs to be challenged. Why many such marriages are doomed to failure is a challenge theorists and therapists alike. Is it the sense of disillusionment after the wedding day? Nothing has changed, or has it? The tendency to rush into a sexual relationship and then see marriage as some sort of magic bullet to sort out problems that a superficial knowledge of one another has led to. Perhaps another consideration might be the drifting theory. Couples drift from one relationship to the next. No sense of cause and effect. Very much a linear model. We are getting closer these Advent days to Christmas. Therapists and counsellors remind us that the hour before noon on Christmas Day is the most testing for all adult relationships, as exhaustion sets in from an earlier start than normal on Christmas morning, juggling the preparation for the Christmas dinner, entertaining visitors who don't know when to leave, and trying to assemble children's toys when the instructions have been discarded or the batteries don't fit. Remember, you are not alone. There are trained counsellors in Accord Catholic Marriage Care Service who are there to listen and to accompany you on this wonderful journey we call Amoris. Love.